أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأتت به قومها تحمله، قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا، يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا. فأشارت إليه، قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا؟ قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah number 27 to ayah number 30 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with the incident of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's given birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. According to some narrations, she remained over there at Bethlehem or Baytul Laham for a period of 40 days after giving birth. And now the command of Allah came that she should now return to her community and her people. In the meantime, there were many that realized that she was not where she would normally be, in her chamber, making the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some had become apprehensive and they went out in search for her. And now Allah ta'ala says, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha came with him, with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, to her people, تَحْمِلُ, carrying this child, 40 days old. The people now see Maryam and they see this child, and the first and immediate response was, قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيَّا. O Maryam, you have carried out an indecent, you have carried out a terrible act. That was the very first response. The second is, يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ, O sister of Harun. There's two interpretations to this sister of Harun. One is that she had a brother from her father who had a previous or another wife, and that brother's name was Harun. Or alternatively, this was referring, like the Arabs and even in the Hebrew language, they would refer to a descendant as a brother or a sister, and hence you are from the descendant of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. Ma kana abuki mra'a sawin, your father was not an evil person. Wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya, and your mother was not immodest, she was not a shameless woman. Both of them, the father was the Imam of Al-Aqsa, he was a great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mother was equally pious, and hence they made reference to the piety of both her parents, that if they were not of this caliber, then how is it that you have bore a child out of wedlock, and this child now is an illegitimate child? How is all of this possible? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, as the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was to inform them through a gesture that I am fasting, and the fasting requires sumat, that I remain silent, I do not speak. So hence she now gestures towards Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. Their response to her was, how would we speak to a little child that is in the cradle? In other words, a child few days old. What is the sense and what is the point that we speak? You are making a mockery of us. One is the commission of zina, and now the other is you are making a mockery that you want us to speak to the child. In certain narrations, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam hears of Maryam coming back, and Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam now comes forth and he intervenes, and now he addresses Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam that if you are ma'mur, if you are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak, then speak. Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, he was obviously a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had known that these are all possibilities and these are miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam had said this, in the narration it comes that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam turned to the people, and then with the index finger of his right hand, he pointed to the people and he began to speak miraculously. Qala inni abdullah. Certainly, I am a slave of Allah. Now this is the theme that has been going on from the very beginning of the surah. Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu zakariya. The surah before this and the surah before that, Surah Kahf and Surah Bani Israel. This is the message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is penetrating into our hearts. That these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, they were the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the message that you and I also get. Inni abdullah. That our desires should be the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What pleases Allah should please us. And what displeases Allah should displease us. Whatever pleases Allah, we should carry out. Whatever displeases Allah, we should leave out of our lives. Nonetheless, there was an immediate response of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. One was to remove the allegation from his mother that if he was a child of zina, if he was an illegitimate child, then an illegitimate child would have never had the ability to have spoken at that age, so many days old. On the other hand, to say such a thing that I am the slave of Allah has to be that I am not illegitimate, but my birth was miraculous. So on the one hand, he removes the allegation and he clears his mother of the allegation of having committed zina. On the other hand, going forward in his life, the people would have said, and they did do that, that he is Allah himself. That also Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam takes care of, that I am not Allah. I am the slave of Allah. And then the people would believe that he is the son of Allah. I am not Ibnullah. I am not the son of Allah. I am Abdullah. I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah gives him the power and Allah ta'ala makes him speak this, that clarifying his situation, that I am the slave of Allah. Atani al-kitab. Allah has, now when we translate this literally, Allah has given me the kitab, referring to the Injil. In other words, in the Qudrat, in the knowledge of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined that Allah Rabbul Izzat will give me the kitab, and that is the Injil. Waja'alani nabiyya. And obviously by giving me the kitab, there will be a shariat, and I will be a Rasul of Allah. And waja'alani nabiyya. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has already appointed me as a Nabi. It didn't mean that he had nubuwat at that age, but this was already the determination of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that when the time is right, Allah will reveal the kitab to me, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless me with nubuwat, like the words of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I had been given nubuwat at the time when Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was still being created between water and that of earth. And that is the time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had already determined my nubuwat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again leaves us with the message that whatever her dilemmas were, the physical pain, the emotional difficulties that she was going through, facing her community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of all of that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speak miraculously and leaves us the very, very important lesson that we need to aspire and strive to be the real and true slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.